My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about how agency partnerships can lead to M&A or mergers and acquisitions.
Yeah, so when you work really closely with someone, what you can end up finding is they're a good fit for your business. The age-old thing, if 1 plus 1 equals 3, and I know in a math equation you're going to be like, no, that equals 2. But here's what I mean by this. If your business does $100,000 in revenue and someone else's does $100,000, but if you combine and you cross-sell, you can get to $300,000 as a combined entity. That's how 1 plus 1 equals 3. And a lot of times when you partner with people, you work, you'll know who you like, who works well for you, works well for your organization, works well for their organization. And sometimes you want to buy them. Like, you know, one of my buddies, Gajan, we partnered with him on a lot of CRO stuff. And I became buddies with him from working with him. I didn't know him beforehand. And I've never met him in person yet because I met him during COVID. But when I look at him, you know, I would love to buy his company. He doesn't want to sell to me, but, you know, a partnership could have led to acquisition if he would sell to me.
Yep. And I think agency partnerships are super important too, because to Neil's point, you start to understand how someone works. You understand if they're a good person or not. More importantly, probably the most important thing is you understand their culture. And so if you're looking to do M&A, I'll tell you kind of the mistake I made this year with the two agency acquisitions. And thankfully they worked out, but I wish I would have actually gotten to see, or I wish the team would have gotten to see how they work and if they were a good fit for the culture, right? And so what I mean by that is for future acquisitions, we probably want to partner with them first. And what you might do is say, let's say Neil wanted to buy an agency. Well, he might say, hey, you know, why don't we, you know, refer deals to you and then maybe we'll get a percentage of the deal. And, you know, let's just see how the first couple go before we try to commit to sending like a letter of intent, or also known as an LOI or anything like that. I think what's happening right now is a lot of people are just sending out LOIs after like a 30-minute meeting or a 1-hour meeting. And that's just not enough, right? And you know, you can argue that you can do the due diligence after, but I'd prefer to, before getting anything like super formal done, just doing a partnership first and, you know, kind of taking it slow, right? There's, you know, at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, what is the rush? What is the rush to getting a deal done? Because easy come, easy go. So that's, at least for me, speaking for myself, if we're going to do any other agency acquisitions, our plan is to partner first and then figure out how we can then do a deal afterwards. Because there's only so much stuff you can learn. Because I think once you start out, send out a letter of intent, which is kind of a binding document that says, you know, you're doing due diligence and it's you two are kind of engaged exclusively, the level of commitment has leveled up a little bit, right? You know, when you do a partnership, there's not that much at stake. And so you can kind of, you know, move at your own pace and not put too much pressure on yourself. Neil?
Yeah. And also think of this as like dating. Would you just randomly go to someone and be like, will you marry me? And I know that happens. And that happens in the M&A world too, because people buy companies without really getting to know them. But there is a diligence process. Even before companies are bought for hundreds of millions or billions, it takes like 6 months because they're getting to know the company, the people, the executives, and all the stuff they need to know before they can make that decision. Partnerships is a longer way, but essentially what you're doing is you're dating them and you're getting to know the other party before you decide if you want to pull the trigger or not. Or you can take the traditional way of getting to know a business for 3 to 6 months before you make the acquisition. Either way, the one thing I would recommend is never do a deal really quickly in less than 30 days. And every once in a while, there could be a good reasoning for it. But in most cases, it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. And what did they say? What was the number? What, 20% of deals fail?
Yeah, it's something like that. So my buddy does tons of them and he says roughly 20% of the deals don't work out. And you just want to get that number as low as possible because for 20% not to work out, that's a very big number.
Yeah, that's a lot at risk. So that is it for today. Marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. If you want to hang out with Neil and I in person to talk business and hang out with other amazing founders and investors and creators, this is the spot to go to. We've curated a really good group of people. That's it for today, and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.